All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, for the first time since 2013, the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to miss the playoffs. The Steelers went 9-6-1 this season as their campaign was littered with questionable losses. It got off on the wrong foot when they tied with the Cleveland Browns to begin the season. Their home opener saw them fall to the Kansas City Chiefs. Then they would go on to lose at home versus the Baltimore Ravens and Los Angeles Chargers, while they lost on the road versus the Denver Broncos and Oakland Raiders. And of course, how can we forget that Week 16 loss at the New Orleans Saints, where they basically had the game, a fake punt did them in, as well as a late fumble by wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster. The bottom line is the Steelers, they never had that cohesion, and they never had that sense of urgency all season long. And actually, it began before the season started, where, you know, this team attempted to distance themselves from running back Le'Veon Bell. And of course, Bell did not play this season as he sat out amid a bitter contract dispute with the Steelers front office. You also look at the fact that quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, you know, was a ringleader as far as poking fingers and playing a blame game with some of his teammates when things went wrong. And like I said, the Steelers team, they simply just had lacked a sense of urgency all season long. They played up to the task in Week 15 in a must-win game versus the New England Patriots. But again, losing to the Raiders, losing to the Broncos, two of the worst teams in the NFL this season. So many questionable home losses. And, you know, for me, for Pittsburgh, that just comes down to, you know what, we just couldn't get it going. That's the bottom line. I think that you're going to see some personnel changes made this offseason. Head coach Mike Tomlin will not be one of them, but I guarantee you, you're going to see some guys suiting up for other teams come 2019, and I think it starts with wide receiver Antonio Brown. Of course, the original story was Brown was dealing with knee issues, and that's why, you know, he didn't play in the Steelers' regular season finale versus the Cincinnati Bengals, but you knew something was up when Brown showed up to the game on the sidelines in his regular gear. He wasn't wearing anything that showed that he was a part of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Then on top of that, the stories came out yesterday as far as Brown having a dispute with a teammate in practice, walked off the field, threw a football, and reportedly the dispute was with quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. And honestly, I think Antonio Brown has played his last game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they really have a zero tolerance policy when guys are about putting themselves above the team. And we saw this before several years ago with Santonio Holmes. And the Steelers got tired of it. And all it took was the New York Jets to give up a fifth-round draft pick to get Santonio Holmes. I think that the Pittsburgh Steelers will definitely put Antonio Brown on the trading block this offseason. I don't see them getting the value for him that most people would expect them to get. But I think Antonio Brown right now is expendable because you don't win with the guy. And on top of that, you still have yourself a quality young wide receiver in Juju Smith-Schuster. So I guarantee you that this Pittsburgh Steelers will shop Brown this offseason. And even if it's a third or fourth round pick that they'll get back for him, they'll be more than happy to say happy trails. The Rooney family has, you know, had a long and storied history of sticking with their head coaches. They're doing that once again with Mike Tomlin, and I think he is the right guy to get this thing turned around. But I think some of those voices in that locker room have to change. The Pittsburgh Steelers this year, for the first time in a long time, I really think had issues when it came to leadership in their locker room. And I think the Steelers need to get back to that. Just the hard nose, you know, take no prisoners type attitude. And it was too, you know, laid back and relaxed. And basically, we're going to beat teams because we're the Pittsburgh Steelers. That blew up in their faces this year. And I think the fact that they'll now have to sit back and watch the playoffs from home. You watch the usual suspects such as the New England Patriots get there because they know how to take care of their business. You look at some of the other competitive teams throughout the AFC, and the Pittsburgh Steelers have to say to themselves, we are so talented. We know that we can compete with most of these teams, but we're not right now when it matters in January. So I think a lot is going to change personnel-wise with this Pittsburgh Steelers team. And come September 2019, the Steelers will look different in several aspects. I still think Big Ben is going to be their quarterback. We talked about Juju Smith-Schuster. I don't see Le'Veon Bell returning to this franchise. I think James Conner is their running back of the future, and they still have some talent on the defensive side. They still have not yet to account for the loss of middle linebacker Ryan Shazier, and that's big because he was the guy that really set the tone on defense for the Steelers this year, and they really missed him due to that spinal injury. But the Pittsburgh Steelers, this is a nice slice of humble pie for them, not being able to make the playoffs. And like I said, it's back to the drawing board for them, and let's see what they can do to get the ship righted for 2019. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.